Sven Kossler, brand new record on Carpe Sonum, Back to Living, spelled like the hip hopper spelled BCKTLVNG. Sven Kossler doing some amazing melodic, I don't know, I guess it's electro techno or whatever, but a multicast remix there, double CD on Carpe Sonum, Sven, S-V-E-N, K-O-S-S-L-E-R. Check it out. If you're anybody who appreciates melodic electronic, go there. It's good stuff. I'm really pretty stoked on this CD. Just came out. And then, let's see, Plock by Plone on Warp Records right before that. I've always thought that was a Christmassy feeling because of the Wurlitzer early sleigh belly aspects of it. Very treacly pop electro electronic. But beautiful, and that's cool. It was coming out of a set we had earlier on, Man of Iron, Sandy Denny, Blue Christmas by Lowe, and Us and Them, the demo, Rick Wright. So hopefully you've been enjoying it. I'm getting plenty of calls. I got one more last Christmas song, then it'll be the BBC. Give a shout-out here to everyone that has been calling. Always appreciate that. And it is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Here's one here, Wally Fowler. With the Georgia Clodhoppers, an old-fashioned Christmas coming from 1947. Have a good holiday, be safe, and don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Give me an old-fashioned Christmas. Red candy sticks wrapped in white. Give me an old-fashioned Christmas. Gifts neath the tree laid just right. Give me a seat by an old-fashioned grave, where folks are welcome both early and late. Give me an old-fashioned Christmas, with peace o'er the whole world tonight. Wrapped in white. Give me an old-fashioned Christmas. Gifts neath the tree laid just right. Give me a seat by an old-fashioned grave, where folks are welcome both early and late. Give me an old-fashioned Christmas, with peace o'er the whole world tonight.
And remove.
The mood in Washington today was sulfurous. This a protest on the lawns of Capitol Hill, demanding the impeachment of Donald Trump. That is now a foregone conclusion, and he'll become only the third president to be charged with high crimes and misdemeanors. Republicans have been trying to slow this constitutional process down, but they don't have the numbers to stop it. So in a vote that will go largely along partisan lines, the Democrats will use their majority in the House of Representatives to pass two articles of impeachment, accusing Mr. Trump of abusing his presidential power and of obstructing Congress. It will lead to his trial after Christmas in the U.S. Senate, where the Republicans are in control and have the votes to acquit him.
The UN Food Agency says Somalia is facing its worst invasion of locusts in 25 years. The Food and Agriculture Organization said the insects had devoured tens of thousands of hectares of crops and grazing land, threatening food supplies. In Spain, thousands of Catalan separatists are demonstrating outside Barcelona Football Club stadium. They gathered ahead of the clash with fierce rivals Real Madrid. Here's Gavin Lee.
The match is known as El Clásico. Outside the stadium, the Catalan pro-independence group Tsunami Democratic has organised a mass demonstration at each corner of the ground. The group, which is classed as a criminal organisation by Spanish officials, claims more than 25,000 people are taking part, and many have blue banners with the word Spain, sit down and talk. Protesters are also planning a visible protest inside the stadium during the televised game.
World News from the BBC. The UN Human Rights Chief Michel Bachelet has warned that extrajudicial killings by Venezuelan security forces are continuing. In her latest report on the crisis, Ms. Bachelet said although the Venezuelan government had arrested some officers for abuses, it had made no effort to dissolve a special police unit responsible for many of the killings. She said there had been no let-up in anti-government protests. Congregational prayers have been offered at the principal mosque of Indian-administered Kashmir for the first time since early August. There had been no worship at the ancient Jamia Masjid in Srinagar since Delhi imposed a security clampdown and scrapped the autonomy of Kashmir. Charles Haviland reports.
A local man said that when he heard the call to prayer, his happiness knew no bounds and he ran to the mosque. Residents had refused to worship there until the security presence around it was lightened. This has now happened. But given that the Jamia Masjid is a traditional centre of pro-separatist, anti-India sentiment, it's not clear whether Friday prayers will be allowed. Kashmir is still under extensive lockdown. Those still in detention include three former chief ministers, none of whom espouses separatism. One is held under an act that allows detention without trial for 2 years.
Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri has said he will not seek to stay in power ahead of a much-delayed process to appoint a new leader. It's been 50 days since mass demonstrations against Lebanon's political elite forced Mr. Hariri to resign. Unusually high temperatures in Moscow have left the Russian capital with rain rather than the customary winter snow, with many residents reminiscing about what they called real winters. Thanks to an atmospheric front from the Atlantic, the temperature on Wednesday night is expected to reach 6 degrees Celsius, the warmest recorded on this night since 1886. BBC News.
You're listening. On the island to the Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the cornies of the girls and boys. So day Santa comes on day, come a-calling when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm as toast. And you gonna flip when old Saint Nick lays a lick on a peppermint stick. You come a-flying from a higher place, you fill the stocking by the fireplace. So you have a year that's the Sunset Strip. Somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the gonies of girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes on big. Come a-calling when the snow's the most. Cats are sleeping warm as toast. And you gonna flip when the old Saint Nick plays a lick on the peppermint stick. You come a-flying from the higher place, fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you have a you that's good. That's good.
Yeah, friend Stanley?
No, the other Stanley.
Go on.
Well, he came up to me the other day. He says, Merry Christmas. I said, Happy Hanukkah.
Of course.
He says, Gesundheit. You believe that?
He didn't get it.
Yes, I know. But I said, no, Happy Hanukkah is the traditional greeting of our people at this time of the year.
Yes.
And you know what I told him?
What did he tell him?
Told him, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah, Shalom Lechayim in Basel Tov. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. Just say Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah, Shalom Lechayim in Basel Tov. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. If you're not Jewish,
wait a minute.
What?
What's the difference between Christmas and Hanukkah?
There is no difference at all.
The Christmas you get gifts.
Yeah, you get gifts for Hanukkah.
The Christmas you gather with the family.
Not me, with the family, with Hanukkah.
The Christmas a fat man comes on your chimney.
You've never met my Uncle Herb.
Oy.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Shalom Lechayim in Basel Tov. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. Just say Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Shalom Lechayim.